All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget to check your email box, because we're going to be at the Commerce Casino the day after tomorrow. Can you believe that? It's already the 27th, the day after tomorrow. And it's going to be a huge event down at the Commerce. I think 500 to 600 invites, either going out today or early tomorrow morning. Some of them went out, I believe, today. And if you get one of those, then you got yourself a golden ticket, and you're going to be playing in the Commerce Casino tournament. And they're giving away $6,000 worth of prizes, free food for the players. It's free to get in. Parking's even free down there. So if you know, find yourself a spot in back, everything's free. Jesus, why wouldn't you go? All right, folks, a little different segment. We used to do news with Robin. Now we're going to do news with Gina Grad. Nice to see you.
I'm glad to be here, Tim.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, look at you at the news.
We got some hot topics tonight.
All right, what is happening in the news
today?
Well,
first of all, Billy Joel's 25-year-old wife, she's Chef Katie Lee. Apparently she's a chef.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's been on Top Chef a couple times. Claimed on the Oprah show recently that she had no idea who the singer was when she met him.
Oh, that's
no
BS.
Idea. None. He's just so hot.
How old is she?
25.
All right, she didn't know who Billy Joel was.
No clue. She said they bumped into each other in a bar, and she just fell for him right away. Just magic. And we have a little bit of audio of Katie Lee explaining their first meeting.
All right, here we go. Katie meeting Billy Joel. All right.
So how'd you all meet?
Well, Oprah, he could have delivered a pizza to me, and I wouldn't have known who he was.
Really?
I really thought that Billy Joel had two hits. I thought it was Uptown Girl and Piano Man.
Oh, Bubbo. I mean, please. Would you want to date somebody that dumb? I mean, if Billy Joel delivered a pizza to your house, wouldn't you say, hey, that's Billy Joel delivering pizza?
Yeah, I can't think that Billy Joel would have appreciated that. You know, I know people want to play it off, but...
I know. But there's also a limit to how stupid you are.
Right.
I mean, I know you want to say, oh, I didn't know. I'm not marrying him for his money or his fame. But to have no to say you have no idea who he is,
yeah.
It's a little disingenuous.
Exactly. She just sounds like a big liar.
All right. What else is happening in the news, Jimmy?
Well, you're familiar with your favorite morning talk show host, Adam Carolla.
Right.
He's hanging in there on Dancing with the Stars. He's doing a good
job.
Yeah. The boxer and carpenter, now turned competitive dancer, is still holding his own on the primetime show. And he certainly keeps the show interesting. And we have some audio of him throwing opponent Steve Guttenberg under the bus again.
All right, here we go. Adam Carolla last night on Dancing with the Stars.
I got to say something before we go to the judge.
Go ahead.
It's a safety issue. Gutenberg's out of control. He lit his trailer on fire. He carved 16 into his chest. He's calling himself the Lizard King. We got a 51-50. Gutenberg is out of control.
Oh, okay. All right. You watch it last night? Did you see the dancing?
I missed it.
My wife records and I looked at it. It's actually pretty good.
What was the dance? Do you know?
You asking me what the dance was?
Was it the Mambo?
I don't know what it was. They were moving around for 2 minutes and
right.
It looked like it was exhausting. but I mean, those guys, you know, everybody on that show learns a brand new dance, and those are not professional dancers. I think they do a pretty decent. I understand why people look at that show.
Yeah.
I know.
It's kind of a freak show, but God bless them for even trying.
Yeah,
Would you do it?
I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't do, dinner with the stars. Everybody I've met at the Arts Deli, I wouldn't show up. All right. What else is happening in the news, Gina?
We also have a piece of audio of Carrie Ann Inaba, apparently Adam's arch nemesis on the show, accusing Adam of calling her a bitch last week. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I remember that.
We have a little bit of that audio.
All right. Here we go. Adam last night on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm curious to see what you're going to call me tonight after I give you a score. You know what I think? Sorry. That's between you and I.
I don't think so.
Listen, there was blowing this out of proportion. My publicist, Mitch, was right behind the camera, and when Carrie Ann gave the judge,
Buddy Mitch, right?
I yelled out his name,
Mitch.
Mitch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Mitch, okay, I got a five.
Okay.
Anyway. Hello, Mitch.
All right, let's go.
Beyond all that, I will say you are entertaining. That wasn't quite a mambo. I'm not even sure what it was, but it was green and it was cute, and you gave it your best.
All right. There they go. Anything else in the news?
Yes, Gina? Finally. Demi Moore was on Late Night with David Letterman recently, and she enlightened the viewing audience about her new health regimen that includes a very unorthodox, I would say, method of detoxifying her blood. We can hear about that.
Right? Yeah. All right, here we go. Demi Moore on with David Letterman.
You were in Austria. Somebody told me
in
Austria.
Yes, well, you were so kind to say that. I'm looking so good.
You do look fantastic.
Thank you, but I feel like I've always been somebody looking, you know, for the cutting edge of things that are for optimizing
healthcare.
Your health and healing. So just a week ago, I was in Austria doing a cleanse, and part of the treatment was leech therapy.
Oh,
really? Leech? Actual
leeches?
Like the blood sucking?
Yes, but these aren't just like swamp leeches. We're talking about highly trained medical leeches.
They've been to medical school.
Yes. These are not just, you know,
I didn't know that.
Low-level scavengers. We're
talking. You're kidding. You don't.
High-level blood suckers.
No, I know.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. But I know thousands and thousands of years ago, or maybe not so long ago, they were commonplace.
Bleeding was a very common thing.
But what does it do for you? What's
the principle? Well, it detoxifies your blood. And, you know, they have a little enzyme that when they're biting down on you, that gets released into your blood. And generally you bleed for quite a bit. And your health is optimized.
No,
it detoxifies the blood. I'm feeling very detoxified right
now. Right. I guess if anybody's listening right now and they thought, you know, I'm going to try to take a shot at Demi Moore, and they heard that, isn't it over?
A little bit of a turnoff.
Yeah. I mean, you're watching David Letterman, and, you know, maybe you know somebody who knows Demi Moore, and you're like, oh, maybe she's single. I don't know if she's single or not. Do you know?
I think she's with Ashton Kutcher still.
Is that right?
Yeah. Going strong.
Right. And then he's got to deal with this,
he's
right?
He's got to deal with the leeches, the bites and the cantankerous, you know.
I don't know how you deal with that. I really don't. If my wife said, I'm going to go to Austria and have a leech treatment.
Yeah, and get bled.
Yeah, I'd just say, well, just stay there. You know, why are you coming back?
Yeah.
All right, anything else in the news, Gina?
That's what's happening.
That's it, everybody. Look at that. The news with Gina. All right. All right, I was talking to a friend of mine today. And we were talking about the stand-up comics and how, you know, since everybody is so politically correct that, you know, it's very tough to use any terms right now in some of these clubs because, you know, you got to be politically correct, even in comedy clubs, which sucks. I think there are some comedy clubs. I think the Laugh Factory has banned the N-word. From their facility. Jerry, please. And I understand the N-word being banned from, you know, society. I understand the N-word being banned, you know, from white people, Asians, maybe Hispanics. But don't you have to let the black guys in the club use those terms? I mean, when you go to a comedy store or, you know, the comedy club or the improv, and you see these guys, like, you know, Richard Pryor's act. I'm not sure if Chris Rock uses that term, you know, often or not. But I know Richard Pryor, in listening to some of his old stuff last night on YouTube, and I've got some CDs and some DVDs. And I was listening to it last night, and it's some of the funniest crap on the planet. And if he had taken the exact same material and stuck in the term African-American instead of the N-word, it just loses it, the whole joke. It just becomes lame. I mean, he would never, you know, he would have never been anything. That was always his best stuff. You know, I'm sure he'd have, you know, been successful, but he wouldn't have been as hysterical as he was able to use, you know, those terms. And it's a shame that that a lot of people are going to go into comedy clubs and not be able to, you know, to really see comics, especially, you know, black guys, they're hysterical when they use that term. I mean, you know, I hate to, you know, in 2008, it's not really the proper thing to say. But when you go into a comedy club and you hear some guy up there belting that term out in the proper way, it's hysterical. And now you go to a comedy store, the Laugh Factory, and they've, thanks to Michael Richards, who really misused the term, it wasn't used as a joke, it was used as a radical insult. And now, just because of one guy, all of a sudden, you know, they've banned the term, and you can't use the term up there anymore. All right, here is a piece of Richard Pryor, and we've cut out the N-word, and replaced it with African American. All right. To give you an idea on how dull the act would be if he swapped out the two terms. Here we go.
The worst thing about jail is that your woman come and visit you, man. And they get funky when it's
African American
locked up. Right. You'd be 8 inches of glass. You can't reach them. Right. And she'd be talking about, I never did like your mama. Who are you talking to? Talking to you.
African-American.
You the one in jail. And gets too thick, right?
African-American.
Got a great answer. Well, then.
It just loses a little of its humor there. Isn't it? It's impossible, obviously, to take that word out of society because, you know, people still use it and you hear it every once in a while. And it's still sort of a little shocking. But when you're in a comedy club and you're paying your, you know, adults are going in to see comics. Isn't that something that, you know, there shouldn't be any term ban in a comedy store, in a comedy club or the improv? It just seems like, you know, that's the last place on earth where politically correct behavior should not be tolerated. Because, I mean, a politically correct comic sucks. And all of a sudden, you know, the humor is gone. And when you take that term away from, you know, black guys, especially comics, it's taken away one of their tools. And I think it's discrimination, reverse discrimination. And it's outrageous. All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. What do you think about black guys? Should they be able to use that term in bars and in clubs? Especially comics. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You know, back when I used to go to the comedy store, and, you know, I enjoyed going there more often when I was younger and single. Now I got a wife and a kid. It's, you know, tough to slide out there every once in a while. But going to the comedy store back in, you know, like the late 70s, early 80s, and you would have guys like Richard Pryor pop in. And, you know, and do some stuff, or George Carlin, you know, they use terms that you can't use nowadays. And it was sensational. Everybody was having a good time. There wasn't a single person offended in the audience. And if they were, then they just left. But now you got, you know, these you got guys in all these comedy houses who are standing up there, you know, scared to death to, you know, to use jokes with certain terms because they might all of a sudden be on Entertainment Tonight. Or be ostracized or, you know, thrown out of the business. All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't you think that black guys should be able to use those terms when it comes to a stand-up comedy? Now, I understand that you can't do it on network TV. And I understand that you can't really get away with it on, you know, on cable stations. But when you're going in there as adults to pay for comedy, there should be no rules. Everybody should be. Everyone should do exactly what they want to do, say exactly what they want to say, and offend whoever they want to offend. And if you don't like it, you're an adult. You get your ass. You take your small burgers from Mid Laugh Factory. You jump in your car and you take off. All right. Here again is the is Richard Pryor, and listen to how funny it is or how unfunny it is when you remove that term.
The worst thing about jail is that your woman come and visit you, man. And they get funky when it's
African-American
locked up. Right, you be 8 inches of glass, you can't reach them. Right, and she be talking about, I never did like your mama. Who are you talking to? Talking to you.
African-American.
You the one in jail. And gets too thick, right?
African-American.
Got a great answer. Well,
I tell you, that's one of the only guys on the planet who you can bleep out his almost his entire act, and it's still funny as hell. John in Orange on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, that's a classic clip you got there.
Yeah, that's one of the best clips that Richard Pryor has ever. I mean, that's one of my favorite clips. I have that in my car, and I play it at home often. But when he talks about, you know, his girlfriend or his wife coming to visit him in jail and start laying into him because he's, you know, she's protected by 8 inches of glass. It's hysterical.
I was going to say, though, I think I agree with you because, you know, if I was a black comedian and I was in the Laugh Factory, I'd be really pissed off if I was only not allowed to use it now after what Michael Richards said, because it just seems like reactionary. You know, all of a sudden, Michael Richards comes through and, you know, says the N-word a bunch of times, and now me as a black comic, I can't use the word all of a sudden, and it's like, you know, they just took a weapon out of my arsenal.
Yeah, but I would even be more pissed that a white guy got that word banned.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
It's Michael Richards the one who did it, and then it makes the Laugh Factory look even more stupid, I think.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. And you know what? I would be, you know, I don't go to comedy places very often or these comedy houses very often, but if I knew that the Comedy Store allowed that term and the Laugh Factory didn't, I'd go to the Comedy Store.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and there are some places in town that, you know, allow stand-ups to use that, and I imagine most of them do. But if they start banning it at one club and business goes up, then the other clubs go away, man. You know, all of a sudden a comic stands on stage and he has to think to himself, all right, where am I again? Which house am I in? What can I use? What can I say? What can I not say? And when you start editing these guys and making them self-conscious about what they say, then they start to get nervous, and it's not the old act it used to be.
It's like you can't even consider yourself a comic anymore.
I mean, nah, it sucks. Yeah, I mean, it's so politically correct. I mean, society has gone ape-s with political correctness. You know, there's a in Pennsylvania, I read this online, but in Pennsylvania, they're so politically correct when it comes to real estate that you can't actually, when you describe a house, when you're going to sell a house, you can't describe a room with a view for people who are blind. They don't call it master bedroom anymore. And there's another term that they use, and I can't. Oh, I know what it was. They don't use the term walk-in closet anymore for people in wheelchairs.
Oh my God!
Is that amazing? I mean, you know, that's the society we live in now.
Jeez.
You know, that's what is that? Oh, that's the big closet. Why is it a big? It's a walk-in closet. No. You can't use that term anymore.
If you're buying a joint, wouldn't you want to know if it's a walk-in closet? I mean, give me a break. Dear Lord.
I know we're going to go back to, you know, terms like big closet, rooms with windows. Oh, Bubba. All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. All right, folks. Richard Pryor, if he was alive today and the guy was playing at the Laugh Factory, this is what his act would sound like. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.
The worst thing about jail is that your woman come and visit you, man, and they get funky when an
African-American
locked up. Right? You be 8 inches of glass, you can't reach them. Right, and she'd be talking about, I never did like your mama. Who are you talking to? Talking to you.
African-American.
You the one in jail. And gets too thick, right?
African-American.
Got a great answer. Well, then.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And there's been a ban on the N-word in some of the stand-up places in town. I'm not sure if the Laugh Factory still has the ban or not, but Michael Richards was responsible for that, going off on a couple of guys sitting on the porch or the top balcony there, and went off on him, used the N-word, and at one point there was a $20 fine for every time you used it at the Laugh Factory, and comedian Damon Wayans got stuck with a big fine. It looks like Damon Wayans has become the first casual of Laugh Factory's newly instituted N-word free zone. The comedian used the term 16 times during his 20-minute set and was promptly banned from performing at the venue for the next 3 months. Gets you a 3-month ban. Look at that. LA Times reported that. Wayans' act referred to the racist rant of Seinfeld star Michael Richards that caused the N-word ban and to be initiated. And he says, quote, I'll be damned if the white man uses that word last. This is part of our culture now. Don't take that from us, Wayans told the audience. The actor also fined $320 for his routine, $20 each time he used the term. Look at that. All right. The N-word. Listen, I understand the ban in society. I understand you don't say it in the workplace. I understand you don't say it at school. You don't say it, you know, almost anywhere. But if you take it out of comedy places, especially these, you know, comedy houses, it really does affect the you know, the black guys that are doing comedy. You know, some of them use that term and they use it very well and it's hysterical. And you're reducing their act by not allowing them to use it. Let's talk to Tim in Diamond Bar. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yeah, hey there. Hey. Conway, how's it going?
All right.
All right, listen, I am a stand-up comedian. I'm in the car with a black stand-up comedian, and we completely disagree with you.
Is that right?
That is right. You can't use the term on the radio, and there's no reason why you can't have a very successful career without using it in your act. For instance, Bill Cosby or Wayne Brady.
Yeah, I understand that, but how about people that want to use the term? What term is going to be banned next, you know?
Well, anything that's offensive, that's wrong. You know, we are in the business of being creative and using, you know, verbiage to create a show. So, you know, we personally look down on people who can't think outside of just profanity and filth anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you would have gotten down on Richard Pryor for using it.
No, I'm, you know, he did what he had to do, but I'm saying you can be very successful and be black without using that word.
Yeah,
such
but
as
can't
Cosby
you be
and
successful and black and use it? I mean, I don't know about that much about Chris Rock, but does he use that term in his act?
Of course, yeah, he has a whole routine, the N-word versus black people. Yeah, it's a regular thing.
Yeah, and people like that.
Right, and people like a lot of really things that are bad for them. So, you know, it's a good idea for people to make some decisions that are better for society, such as, you know, banning some of those words. And if you can't get around it, then that says something about your creativity and you as an artist.
Yeah, but see, I think the opposite. I think it says something about the people who want to ban it. I think it's saying something about the folks that don't want to hear it anymore, more than it is about the person using it.
Well, nobody wants to hear it anymore. I mean,
well,
that's
not true. I mean, you know, Damon Wayans uses it all the time. So does Chris Rock. Chris Rock's one of the most successful stand-ups, if not the most successful stand-up in the country right now.
Right. But by using it on air, they make it cool and chic, and it makes other people want to go out and emulate it. And it's not a good thing to want to, you know, to do. It's not setting a good example. We both completely
disagree. Yeah, but you know what? But when you go to the Laugh Factory, you're not going out there so somebody can set a good example for you. You're already an adult.
Right. And as an adult, there are certain things that offend people, and they shouldn't have to hear it.
Yeah, but you don't have to hear it. You can leave the club.
You hear it if you go to the club. It's better to take it off the menu than to offer it at all.
Now, which club's banned it? I mean, is the Laugh Factory, is that ban still in force?
You know, I got to tell you, I don't play the Laugh Factory. And what I've heard...
Where do you play?
Well, I just did the Hollywood Improv tonight.
Okay.
And I do Ontario, I do Hollywood, I do Irvine,
Now, can you use it at the Improv? Does Bud Freeman allow you to use it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it was a Jewish comic who just used it a couple of nights ago, a female. She used it on stage. And, you know...
Was it funny?
It was funny.
Okay. All right, at least you can still laugh at it, though.
Of course. I'm just telling you from a moral perspective.
I know. You don't use it, but what do you open with? What's the joke you open with?
Brother, I've been on your show before.
Come on.
Come
on, buddy. Give us the joke you open with.
I know that's what. Okay, well, let me open with what I just did today.
Okay.
Raised by a single mom. Oh, geez, I don't even know if I can use some of this language on your air. Well, I was on your show before. I did the whole Wamu Na Mean thing.
I know that's very funny. That's what I want you to. What's another one?
Okay. All right. I love dogs. I love a nice big manly dog, something I can wrestle around with. That's why I bought a French poodle. It went wee wee all over the carpet last night.
Oh boy. All right, I think you should go back to using that term, then. All right, thanks for calling, man.
All right, brother.
All right, take care of yourself. There he goes. All right, William in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, bro?
All right, man.
Well, first off, that last caller will never make money in comedy because he's totally off, bro. Okay.
Actually, you know, that's not true because he's called us before with some pretty funny stuff.
Well, yeah, but ask him where he plays, please. I mean, no, he plays at the Improv. You with funny stuff, Tim.
Right.
I mean, you know. William,
I know you guys, all you comics hate each other, and I understand that, and I understand it's cutthroat
business. No, I don't hate anybody. But let me tell you, are we going to be resigned to live with Jay Leno's and Jerry Seinfeld's and Bill Cosby forever? I mean, come on.
I hope not. I mean, those guys are hysterical, but there's got to be room for everybody here.
Comedy is about what's funny, you know? Mel Brooks said it best. The best comedy is another man's misfortune. If we're standing on the corner trying to cross the street and we see a guy in a wheelchair that can't stop it and he rolls off the curb and slams on the ground, I'm telling you, it's funny.
Right.
If it happens to me, it's not funny. But since it happened to him, it's funny.
Right.
And let me tell you another thing. This is like porno with condoms. Okay? I don't want to watch a porno with condoms. I'm sorry. That's not where it's at.
Right.
And where would Lisa Lampanelli be? Where would Don Rickles be? I can go on and on with this, man.
Yeah, I took my wife to see Don Rickles act, and she's younger than me. She's only, at the time, I think she was 30, maybe 29 years old. And I took her in to see Don Rickles act, and she didn't know who Don was, and she just, you know, knew he was a comic. And
right.
So he sits down. And the first thing he says is he points out a black guy in the band, and he says, hey, how did that blank get in the band? And
she starts
flipping out, like, you know, there's going to be a riot in here. What is this guy doing? But she doesn't understand. She didn't understand that that's his act. He's been doing it for, you know, 30 years, and that's what he does, and people show up to see that.
Tim, let me close out with this. You're my cracker, bro.
All right. Excellent, buddy. All right. Thanks for calling. All right, there he goes. I've never been offended by that term, cracker. I don't know why. Let's talk to Jimmy in Granada Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you think about the Laugh Factory banning the N-word from their facility?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Anyway, yeah, well, I'm, you know, white middle-class guy and stuff, and I grew up in the Valley, and, you know, I was thinking of doing some stand-up on these amateur nights.
Right.
And some of the stuff of people that I just grew up with that, like, they, you know, they were older people when I was a kid that came from other states that
right.
they would use that name loosely, but they wouldn't use it necessarily like they were racist. It's just that that was the term they used. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying Oriental for somebody who's Asian, you know, and it's like I knew this gay that was this guy that was working, and he was saying, he says, Oriental's a rug. You know, it's he says, I'm Asian, you know, so,
right.
I mean, they would just transpose those words because it was just how they grew up. It wasn't. But now.
Yeah, no, but listen, I understand banning it from those people. I just don't understand the ban at the Laugh Factory or any place where it's comedy. It's comedy. It's supposed to be laugh. It's supposed to be funny. And people should say whatever they have to say to get somebody else to laugh. Julius in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, we can't all be as, you know, brilliant as your father and be incredibly funny, clean.
Thank you very much.
You know, we got to be nasty to be clean.
Absolutely.
Funny, you know? And, I mean, I was just kicked off the stage at the Laugh Factory for being too nasty. I don't think I used any dirty words, you know? But still, you know, they thought I was too nasty and they kicked me off the stage. I mean, are we still living in America? I don't think so, man.
And how long are you banned for?
Well, they just kicked me off for the night, you know? But, you know, I've
been
banned.
What got you banned? What was the term?
I've been banned at the Comedy Store for being too nasty. I was blacklisted at the Improv for being too nasty. You know, I could have gone back if I cleaned up, but I can't sell out Lenny Bruce like that. You know what I'm saying?
What's the joke that got you banned?
I don't think you want to hear it on the radio.
I can dump it. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, you know what I did tonight? I did, you know, I do this Indian bit, right, where I'm wearing an Indian headdress and I got war paint on, right, but I call it sex paint, right?
Right.
So I start doing this dance, right, Indian dance, right, and I'm hey, 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 hey. Then I go, you know, that's an Indian vagina. Before I
don't
go
think
on,
I don't think the ban was politically incorrect. I think it was nobody found it funny.
Well, no, you got to hear the rest, man. I mean, you know.
That's a possibility. Banned for being unentertaining.
No, you got to see it, man.
You know what?
Mind.
To tell you the truth, I'd like to see that act.
Hey, Tim.
When are you going to be? When are you performing next?
Hey, that news with Gina is
yes.
way sexier than the news with
Thank
Robin.
Thank you very much. When are you performing next?
Who knows, man? I mean, I've been banned from so many places. Where am I going to go? Pluto? I mean, do they have a club on Pluto?
Okay. All right, but you I don't know, young man. I mean, it's quite possible that Julius has been banned from these clubs because the act sucks. I mean, that really is also a strong possibility. All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The N-word banned in the Laugh Factory. And why would you go to a club where you couldn't hear everything? It's comedy, gang. It's supposed to make you laugh. All right, here's Richard Pryor. If they took out the N-word out of his act, how many people would show up to see this thing? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.
The worst thing about jail is that your woman come and visit you, man. And they get funky when an
African-American
locked up. Right, you be 8 inches of glass, you can't reach them. Right, and she be talking about, I never did like your mama. Who are you talking to? Talking to you.
African American.
You the one in jail. And get stew thick, right?
African American.
Got a great answer. Well, then.
Call Tim Conway Jr. now at 520-97.1. No, at 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. Banning the N-word at these comedy houses, man. And I think it should be banned in society. I am all for that in the workplace. I think there's no room for it. But in a comedy club, man, you got to be able to say what you want to say. Especially, you know, if you're a black guy in a comedy store or in the, you know, comedy in the Laugh Factory, or I guess you can do it still at the Improv. And I would absolutely go to a place where they could use it before a place where it was banned. Let's talk to Ken in Rialto. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Hurry up.
I'm doing good, Tim.
All right, what do you got?
I go to the San Manuel Casino over here in San Bernardino, and inside the casino, the Indian casino, they have a Laugh Factory on Wednesday nights, and it's pretty good. And they use the N-word all the time.
To you?
No, I don't. But I laugh at the jokes.
Right. All right.
And I saw you last week at the Avenger game. No, at the Avenger game.
Oh, the Avenger game. Oh, yeah, yeah. Avenger, you came game out there, right?
I sure did. I'm going to see you tomorrow night at Commerce Casino, buddy.
All right. Thanks for calling, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
There's Ken. He's a jockey at Santa Anita. And good guy. Doesn't win, but he's a decent dude. Brian in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Conway, you're the man.
Hey, how do you know?
No, you are, man. I'm glad you dropped that dead weight.
Anyway. Oh, please. She's still with me. She lives in the valley. We have a great relationship. What's wrong with you?
Okay. Hey, I was just going to say it's a shame, man, when our country just focuses on simple words. I mean, what's funny is funny, and when certain guys, if it's good enough for Richard Pryor, man, it's good enough for me. I heard this politician, I don't know if you remember, a while back, used the word niggardly, and that just means stingy.
But yeah, like, and that's actually mispronounced, but I know what a term you mean. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, well, he used it, and these African-Americans got, like, real crazy and really mad about it and made him apologize for using the word that just, you know, was stingy.
Yeah, but see, I even understand that term, you know, not being used by a politician. But I don't understand when you're in a, you know, you're in a place doing comedy, and all of a sudden you have to think about what you're going to say and, you know, oh, geez, can I do that joke? Can I do this one here? I'm at the Laugh Factory. What can I do here? I'm at the Improv. Can I use that joke? And it just starts to dilute comedy. And I think that's like, you know, the last thing on the planet you want to start to affect is, you know, what makes people laugh and what doesn't. Here's Chris Rock. And we took out the N-word out of Chris Rock's act. And tell me if it has the same sting and the same humor in it.
It's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. It's black people and there's
African American.
And
African Americans
have got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time, ignorant ass
African American
can't do without some ignorant ass
African American
can't do nothing. Can't go to a movie the first week and come out. Why?
Because African American
are shooting at the screen. What kind of ignorant is that? Hey, this is a good movie. This is so good, I got to bust a cap in here. Hey, I love black people, but I hate...
African-American.
Oh, I hate...
African-American.
Boy, I wish they let me join the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, see, now you throw an African-American throughout the N-word. It just doesn't have, you know, the same message there. Let's talk to Chris in Pasadena. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
All right, man.
Hey, man, all I got to say about this issue is that it's taken away a freedom of speech, first of all. Throughout history, comedy is a mirror for society. I mean, this is what we laugh at. We laugh at ourselves. We laugh at things that make us feel uncomfortable. But throughout their comedy sketches, they also shed some light or truth on what's going on. Yeah, true, you feel uncomfortable sometimes. But that's why you go to these shows. You know, you get a little release, you get a little laugh, you know, and...
Right. And, you know, and part of living in a city is you're going to be offended. You know, every day something is going to offend you. And if you don't like it, then, you know, move out to, you know, Zizek's Road on the way to Las Vegas.
Exactly.
Nothing will offend you out there.
I know that road. But, no, you know, also what I was thinking, hey, if people are offended, they know they're going to a comedy show. They're not going to hear, you know, knock-knock jokes. They know they're going to be offended.
Yeah, it's not like you go to Disney on Ice and, you know, Pluto comes out and starts using the N-word.
Exactly.
You know, it's
Chris
Rock.
You know what you're going there for. Exactly. You know what you're going there for. You know what type of jokes are going to be delivered to you. Hey, what I say is, you know what? If people are afraid of being offended, why not just put a disclaimer like they do on movies nowadays, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you know, you can put N for nudity, you can put V for violence in the act, and
right.
NW for, hey, this act is going to have the N-word.
Right, yeah. And you if know? And you know what? And the nice thing about, like, taking a date out to a comedy house, whether it's a Comedy Store, the Improv, or the Laugh Factory, is you get to understand her sense of humor as well.
Absolutely. I agree with it.
Yeah, and you want to be able to, you know, figure out what she's going to laugh at, and so you got to open up everything, because you'd hate to marry a chick and then find out that that's all she laughs at is the N-word, and then, you know, you go back to her family and that's all they use.
Yeah, especially a white family eating at dinner and that's what they use. Me being a black man, that would be a different situation.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, what's going to happen next? What's going to be the next word that comes out that offends people? Like I said, comedy is always going to offend someone. There's going to be a brunt of a joke. I'm not saying, and especially me being a black man, I don't necessarily say that I'm that N-word, you know, but I understand where the black comics are coming from. And I've even heard white comics use it in not a derogatory context. And, it, you know, like you said, it adds some emphasis to a joke. I mean, it's like,
oh yeah,
what are they going to take the F word away after that? Or are people supposed to say fudge,
right,
you know, I mean, as in chocolate? It's going to take away the...
Right.
You know?
I mean, that piece we just played from Chris Rock, if you hear it in its entirety with the N-word in it, it's one of the funniest bits on the planet. And
exactly.
And a lot of his material has that term in it, and he doesn't use it in everything he does. He uses it like he does, you know, the F word to emphasize stuff, and it's sensational.
Exactly. And listening,
I think they're
to
all
that,
just jealous. The guy's making, you know, $40 million a year.
Absolutely. I mean, if like listening to that sketch by Chris Rock, what he's done is he separated a group of people from another group of people.
Right.
Now, in terms of now you're using African American, now it's encompassing a whole group of people rather than he was actually separating.
Right. It's the same group.
A division.
Right.
Between a group of people, because there's actually a group of people that don't mind being called that word. Not necessarily that I agree with that,
right,
but they don't mind being called that word. So in all actuality, let's say someone wants to use the word Indian instead of Native American. That's offensive to Native Americans.
Right.
So are you supposed to take the word Indian out of an act? Because at that point, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, well, that happened to me. I got a call a couple of years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that I went to Birmingham High School out in the Valley, and their team was called the Birmingham Braves.
Right.
And there was an Indian on the, you know, on the outfit, and I guess some Indians or Native Americans were offended by it, and they were going to change the name to the Birmingham Patriots, right? So I got a call from their student body, and they were all up in arms and all hysterical, and they said, you know, we're going to try to protest this. We want to keep it Braves instead of Patriots. Can we come on the air and talk about it, maybe get like a movement, a grassroots movement going here? And I said, you know what? I got to be honest with you. Even when I was going to school, I didn't give an F what the team was called. Why would I give a rat's ass now?
Right.
You know?
Right.
All right, Bobby, hold on 1 sec. We're going to give you a pass for two to a special advanced screening of Martin Scorsese's Shine a Light. Look at that. At the AMC City Walk, April 1st. Shine a Light in theaters everywhere, April 1st. And when we come back, we're going to have two studs that know a lot about sports, Dave Smith and Roger Lodge. They're going to be starting a brand new show in Los Angeles, the only local sports show in all of Los Angeles. So we'll find out where that's going to be and talk about the Sweet 16, the Lakers, the Dodgers, a lot of things happening in L.A. sports right now. A great time to tune in to two guys who know a lot about it. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.